Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday morning, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Glad to talk to you. And of course, for the month of April, we always start off with a new topic. And that is going to be about what this month?
It is about resilience.
Ooh.
So how to grow an unshakable core of calm, strength, and happiness is the new book written by Rick Hansen and his son. And we are going to cover several excerpts from the book just to give people a taste.
Okay. I like this. Now, I should point out, too, that Rick Hansen, that's a popular name with a lot of different people. I'm presuming this is some sort of author you're aware of.
Right. He is a psychologist, and he works at the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley.
Okay. Well, let's begin with segment number one, how your childhood experiences shape you. Got a little quote here I'm going to share with you. Thousands of little episodes in which a child's self-expression and assertiveness are accepted and managed skillfully or not add up over time to shape a person one way or another.
That's right. So one of the core concepts in the book is how your childhood experiences do shape you. So your experience as a child make a big impact on your sense of autonomy and how it affects your relationships. In the excerpt that you just read, Mike, the book will explore further the impact your own sense of autonomy has on intimacy, because intimacy actually rests on the foundation of personal autonomy, empathy, compassion, and kindness. Rick talks about the great paradox that in order to get the most out of we, you need to stay centered in me. Or as the proverb puts it, fences make for good neighbors. A strong sense of autonomy, that you're your own person and you make your own choices, fosters a depth of intimacy in your relationships. When you can take care of your needs, there is a natural receptivity to the needs of others. In the positive cycle, autonomy and intimacy feed each other. Together, they make us more resilient.
I like that. That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear often that we should be looking out for everybody, but you do have to look after yourself too.
Yes, and not in a selfish, self-absorbed way, but in a way there's a common set of needs that we have and an awareness of our separateness. So what you need, what I need, there's some commonality, but we're still separate humans having separate experiences. Mm,
good point. Okay, this is going to be a great topic this month, highlighting resiliency. So we'll continue the topic next week. But first, of course, Kimberly, I would love for you to share anything going on with your organization.
Yes. So I'm excited to announce a new child therapist who has joined our team, and she shares my name.
Oh,
spells
nice.
It differently. But her name is Kimberly, and her last name is Calhoun, and she is just a breath of fresh air and is so excited to be here and to work with children. And we have, now that we're used to COVID, reopened our play therapy room. We have a cleaning process that happens, and so we're really excited to invite kids back in to the center for their sessions and to the play therapy room.
Okay, that's awesome. And now when you call the Eckert Center, you'll ask for Kimberly. They'll have to say which one.
That's right.
There you go. Well, that's good that the team is growing there and you're able to help out more and more families. So that is awesome, Kimberly. What's the contact info?
Well, you can go to eckertcenter.com. We have a website full of good information for you, and we also have an online booking system, so you can click the appointment button and get started. And of course, we have a gift certificate to give away today.
Yes, every week on our Parenting Moment, Kimberly offering up a free consultation. So who's that going to today, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number two today.
Caller two, 403-276-8888. Give me a call right now. We'll chat with you again next week. Kimberly, have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.